Hi, my name is Steve, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm in recovery for anxiety, fear of man, selfishness, and pride. Hey, guys, hey, Regen. Growing up, my family went to church on Sundays, but I didn't have a faith. I went through the motions of being confirmed at my parents' church, but my understanding of Christ and the Bible did not change or grow, and I'm not sure I could have even told someone why a relationship with Jesus was important. I had experienced bullying in elementary school and buried my emotions related to it for decades. Anytime my faults were acknowledged by others, I became defensive in an attempt to protect what others thought of me. In high school, I owned a lawn business and worked part-time jobs. I tended to make friends at work and developed pride and an identity around being a hard worker. I wanted to show the world that I was tough, hardworking, capable, and unaffected by emotions or hard situations. Inside, I was afraid to be fully known out of a fear of rejection. I majored in construction engineering technology in college, partly because I liked to build things, but also because I liked the story it told about myself. I conformed my identity to what I thought that degree and a career in construction would say about me, and what I wanted to be true about me. I spent my time in college drinking, pursuing inappropriate relationships, and convincing myself that I was on the right track. My friendships were shallow for the most part, and I felt most alive if I could insult someone in a way that would make them smile. My parents paid for my college education, but I chose to work anyway so I could have my own money, which only fed into my pride more. After graduating, I began a career in the construction industry. I had always been able to save money, and this continued, especially if I worked out of town. My pride related to finances and self-sufficiency grew along with my false identity. One of my lifelong friends, Paul, had become a Christian a few years before me and began faithfully pursuing me and sharing the gospel with me. As I think about that time, I remember generally not enjoying our conversations, but continuing them anyway. A few years into my career, I bought a house in Richardson, and shortly after, my boss sent me out of town for work, and at his suggestion, I rented a room to a girl named Lindsay, who had recently gone to work for the company. I would come home every other weekend, and we became good friends. Lindsay had grown up in the church and accepted Christ at 6 years old. About 3 years later, Lindsay and I ended up working on the same construction project in Louisiana and began dating. Our relationship was full of brokenness and sin. We frequently went to church on Sundays, which I did reluctantly. Conversations about faith were few and often finished in silence. Our relationship lasted only a few months until the project was over and we both moved back to Dallas. Lindsay started Regeneration and joined a new community group at Watermark, and it became clear that our relationship needed to end. One day at work, somebody mentioned John 10:10, which says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." That evening, I opened a Bible that Lindsay had given me, starting with that verse, and began to read. I quickly found that the Bible didn't say what I thought it might, and I was struck by how well Jesus knew people's hearts. I concluded that he must be real and that no human being could have written the words I was reading. I excitedly called Paul and Lindsay and told them I would see them at the porch on Tuesday. I intended to share with Lindsay that I had accepted Christ and that we could date again. Thankfully, the message that night included a verse, Matthew 5:37. "Simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." After hearing this and talking with Paul afterward, I decided to hit pause on asking Lindsay out again, but instead I joined Paul's community group. In John 10:10, Jesus speaks of abundant life, and I began to see what that was like through relationship with guys in my community group. Very quickly, I made close and deep friendships like I had never had before. We loved and cared for each other, held each other accountable for sin, and bore one another's burdens. I experienced freedom from pornography, which had been a struggle for years. I never thought that I would have roommates again, but I had two empty bedrooms and two guys in community needed a place to live. They moved in and we got to share life together. Through this, God showed me that I valued things over people and wanted everything done my way. One of my roommates was Jonathan. He often encouraged everyone to go to Regen. Deep down, I knew I needed to go, but out of the pride and thinking that I didn't need to, in fear of diving into buried hurts and emotions, I avoided it for over 5 years. In 2016, Lindsay and I started dating again. This time I pursued her while walking with the Lord, and he redeemed our relationship. We married in 2017, have two kids, another on the way, and get to do life with a community group that loves and supports us. Early in marriage, my pride was often a source of conflict. I remember asking my wife to not ask me to do certain things to avoid hurting my pride. I often failed to pursue her well, valuing my time, plans, and projects over hers. I avoided conflict with Lindsay out of fear of her feelings. I didn't know how to deal with her feelings or my own, so I swept many opportunities for growth in our marriage under the rug. In 2019 and 2021, two of my trucks were stolen, and I frantically looked for replacements. This was harder than it needed to be because so much of my identity was wrapped up in what I drove. The second time, I began to realize that something was wrong, and after a difficult search, I settled on an old SUV I found for sale close to home. I realized people didn't seem to think any differently of me based on what I drove. After many friends and family members had gone through Regen and experienced healing from brokenness in their lives, I decided to show up for the first time in January of 2022. I found that step 4 inventory and step 5 confess brought a lot of freedom to me. It was in step 4 that I got to see how my sin was connected to the pride and anxiety I sought recovery for. In step 5, I shared my inventory with guys in my community group, my wife, and my Regen mentor. While opening up was hard for me, I found that confessing sins that I hadn't shared with anybody brought me closer to those guys, and especially to my wife. And for the first time, I felt fully known by her. My father-in-law mentored me through Regen and was accepting and understanding even when I confessed sexual sin. At the time, we were about 5 years into our marriage, and our relationship as well as our intimacy improved almost overnight. In the parable of the prodigal son, the older son was obedient to his father, but harbored resentment toward his younger brother for living foolishly and against his father for rejoicing upon the return of his prodigal son. He had a pride that I could identify with, but he had the same misunderstanding as his younger brother. He thought his father's love was based on his works. In his case and in my case, pride kept us from a relationship with God. I didn't know that I had sin and therefore didn't confess it and didn't have a need for a savior who would save me from my sins. Since going through Regen, I've experienced freedom from my selfishness, pride, fear of man, and anxiety. Being fully known by my wife helps her to understand me and point me to God's truth. Shortly after commencing, I had to give testimony related to a lawsuit at work, where I truly got to see God work. I really didn't want to be the center of attention while I answered difficult questions and was afraid of my testimony being torn apart. I prayed and fasted, asking God to carry me through this, and he did. Because I stand on a foundation of truth, God gave me great peace as I answered questions, some of which exposed some mistakes I had made. Knowing that I'm a sinner and I've been forgiven by God, I was able to lay down my pride and give a truthful testimony without worry of what anyone would think. It wasn't me that was on trial in that lawsuit, and the freedom in knowing that my identity is in Christ and not in my works carried me through it. Through this experience, I got to see that counting my life as less and being identified in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is a better story to tell the world than any I can tell about myself. Since last summer, I've served in Groundwork, where participants work through a workbook and begin to confess their sins and pray for each other before entering a step group. I encourage anyone who is new tonight or in Groundwork to stick with it, be open, pray, and let others pray for you. As James 5:16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." I get to see this play out in Groundwork and my life. My name is Steve, and I'm in recovery for anxiety, fear of man, selfishness, and pride, and to God be all the glory.